Lindsey Williams is our guest for another 40 minutes or so. He's taking your phone calls today. Let's go ahead and talk to... Who's up next here, John? Derek in New Mexico. Derek, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I want to thank you for having me on. I'm not going to thank you anymore. I just wanted to get to some issues locally. I'm calling from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And over here, man, it's a propaganda everywhere with the DUIs, with the cops. They have. If you've heard about the interlock, have you guys heard about the interlock here in New Mexico?
Tell us about it. I have heard about it in other parts of the country, but the issue is... It's all about they're good, we're bad, all the citizens are suspect.
Oh, we're just big kids, Alex. We're just big kids that need to be told what to do. You know what I mean? And I was just wondering if we as a citizen can do something like recall every official, just like Arnold did with his little stunt, recalling everybody. Why can't we recall local, state, federal, everybody? Because they're not doing the job for us anymore at all.
And well, they don't want to do the job. They want to suck off of you. But tell folks about the interlock.
The interlock is something that you have to put the device in your car, meaning you have to blow into it to start your vehicle. You drink, even though it's American, it's a free country, you wanna have a drink? No, you're going to have an interlock in your car. You know what I mean? Now, I know that DUI is a problem, but they're overblowing it. You know what I mean? And they're just...
Yeah, they're saying they want all cars to spy on you, guilty until proven innocent, with a sensor for alcohol... Guilty until proven innocent. And now cameras they want in all cars. If the car's too hot, a child might get in it. All of you have to be watched by a police camera tied in with a cell phone that digitally transmits. Lindsey Williams, this complete control grid, face scanning cameras, license plate reading cameras, it's all going in.
Yes, when I heard from this elite just days ago, he actually let me know that the elite are laughing at the gullible, stupid American. Now, forgive me, folks. That's exactly what they think we are. And if action is not taken immediately, our children, our grandchildren, and our great-great-grandchildren will forever be slaves to the elite because they think they have it made. I don't think they do, and it's only because of people like Alex Jones and others and Fall of the Republic. Oh, my goodness, if ever we've got to do something, we have it now because they have they've altered that timeline, and they know what they're going to do and when they're going to do it. Alex, it's all planned.
Absolutely. Let's take another call here right now. Let's go to Matt in Texas. Matt, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Lindsey, just wanted to say God bless the both of you, and I just want to tell y'all to keep fighting the good fight. And we pray, you know, me and my wife pray that every day that God builds the protection, the hedge around both of your families stronger than ever. And I just have a couple of quick points to make. I'm not going to go off into some biblical rant or anything like that, but this is addressed to Lindsey and you both, Alex. But this is very, very important. My wife and I, we've studied in the Greek and Hebrew manuscripts for many, many years now. And my point is this. I'm only going to mention one biblical verse, and that's all, because I know you don't...
Okay, we're almost out of time. You don't have to apologize for it, sir.
Okay. In Genesis chapter 3:15, there are two seed lines that are talked about, one being Adam's and the other being Cain's. And from what our studies are here is that these two seed lines, the Cain... seed line, also known as the Kenites. These are the global elites controlling the four hidden dynasties, the religion, the political, the financial, and the educational systems. And these are not these silly reptilian shapeshifters that are talked about, you know, on other programs and stuff. This is a real group of people. And all through the Bible, it talks about that they're builders of cities, that they're the heads of states, the kings, the queens, and they're using these tools, the four hidden dynasties, once again, you know, the political, the religious, the financial, and the educational system to steer this planet into affairs. And I would suggest everybody out there is K-E-N-I-T-E-S. Research these guys, the Kenites. They're the sons of Cain, and they're the bad guys. They're the ones that are controlling.
All right, we're out of time. We got to go to break. Thanks for the call. We'll get his take on that on the other side. Continue with the calls.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's orderchews.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are continuing with your phone calls today, as promised for Pastor Lindsey Williams. Saeed in Canada, you're on the air with Lindsey Williams. Go ahead.
Hi, Lindsey. Hi, Alex. I congratulate both of you. I always pray for your health, wealth, and your family's safety. And I really stand behind you. I'm a Muslim, and I'd like to comment on your... I have a question, basically, for Lindsey. Well, Lindsey, you're a pastor, you're a practicing Christian, and I, being a Muslim, ask you, you were mentioned about the devil's Messiah lately when you spoke to the elitist. And Christianity and Bible also talks about it, informs us about it. Islam, the last prophet of God, Allah, the Almighty, also told us, Muhammad, peace be upon him, and Jesus, peace be upon him as well. They both told us about this Messiah or a false Messiah or devil or a devil's Messiah or the Antichrist or as in the revelations, in Islamic revelations, he's called Dajjal. And why don't we do something to reconcile the Jewish prophecies, the Christian prophecies, the Islamic prophecies, and what we know about scientifically and on ground, what they're doing to prepare for that Antichrist that we know is going to come, and he's going to take advantage of this system. When, like, they are complete, they have completed the one world government, and I believe that he will just come out and take control of the one world government and say, thank you very much, give me the control. Your comment.
Okay, listen, I appreciate your call. specifically the one world government, even if you don't believe in God, the world government believes they are God. They're playing God. And they want to manifest this world system. You have worked with the elite. I've read their own documents, their own statements. They're all obsessed with the occult. They pray to a God, but it's not the God everybody thinks they're praying to. Lindsey Williams.
Yeah, when George Bush used the expression, our former president, he said, God bless you. What God was he talking about? No, he was not talking about the creator of all heaven and earth, the one who sent his son to die for us on the cross and purchase our salvation. And when this elite talked with me just a few days ago, he was not talking about the Antichrist. When he'd mentioned the devil's Messiah, he was talking about a system, a spirit of deception, which they have used over the years to subvert our schools, to bring in evolution, to fool the pastors, and to change our republic to a democracy. And he went into these individuals as to how they have used this system to do that. He was not dealing with the Antichrist, the person or being that some religious groups are looking forward to. We dealt with the subject of the system.
Let's go to another call. Eric in Wisconsin, you're on the air with Lindsey Williams. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, go ahead.
I have a couple questions, actually. I have a couple questions. First off, for Lindsey, I have a couple the person who brought me to Christ, I've been talking to him for several weeks now, trying to explain the New World Order to him. He doesn't want to hear it. He's a totally God-fearing person. He believes in Jesus. I mean, he's a wonderful person. What would, in Lindsey's opinion, be the best way to wake up Christians, and what would be his response to Romans 13?
My goodness, I wish I could wake him up. I've been trying for 40 years to wake my pastor friends up, but they're so bound in thinking that the only thing they can do is what they're presently doing. And, of course, you have to understand that most of them are very happy with the paycheck they're getting. I think if they lost it, they'd probably be a lot better off. But I don't know how to wake them up. I wish I could. And I hope that Alex DVD and the new one I've made, I hope it'll wake up a lot of pastors.
I agree. I just watched Follow the Book the other day, and I'm familiar with Oath Keepers and We Are Changed, and I think that people need to figure out where they fit in and get in. If you've ever pledged allegiance to any social position, I would be a member of Oath Keepers, as well as if you're not, even if you're like a college student or whatever, I'd get involved with We Are Changed. And also, even to the, a message to the elites, or the people even involved with the elites, these are people that are telling you to lie constantly. At what point do you think that these people are not lying to you?
Well, all right, I appreciate. Go ahead, Lindsey.
Yeah, the reason I know they're not lying to me is because for the past 35 years, they've not told me this. These two individuals, and I've been a number of individuals I'm in touch with, and these two individuals never in the past 35 years have ever told me anything that didn't happen. So, therefore, I take what they're saying today to be true, especially when you're 85 years of age and facing the graveyard and you nearly died last winter. So, give this man credit for the fact that he's probably confessing everything.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and take another call. Robert in Colorado, you're on the air with Lindsey Williams.
Hi, it's great talking to both of you guys. I've got a quick little point before I get to my main point. You were talking about all the propaganda that's pushing tap and trade. When I was at the gas station the other day, I actually saw something that was pretty interesting. It was actually against it. It was a gas station telling you how much more your gas prices will go up, and they had little.
I was in a locally owned Austin gas station, and they had a little red flyer against cap and trade, and I said, did the Dutch Royal Shell give this to you? And they said, no, the owner did.
I mean, I think that's really great for businesses who are really kind of trying to inform people about what's happening. It's kind of when cigarette taxes, kind of same thing. But my main point is that, as I've been listening to the show, I've been getting more and more, trying to organize a small group of people in my local city. We it's called Humans Against Insanity, and we've got blogs and news, and I'm trying to do trying to do little stuff on our school, but I ended up designing a poster for against the educating people for against the vaccines and the swine flu and everything like that. I tried posting it around my school. They've got a free speech zone where you can post anything. The posters were denied by the school to go on the main boards because because obviously they're for the healthy and vaccination and everything.
That's right. How do you know something is effective? You know it's effective if the establishment doesn't want it up. But I'm gonna let you go. Here's the deal. I went to the first five or six callers that were on the board, but now the callers need to be specifically for questions for Lindsey Williams. I got him till 40 after, and if you missed what he covered in the last three shows, it's on his DVD. We'll tell you how to get that before he leaves us. But bottom line, these are calls for Lindsey Williams now. 1-800-259-9231. But great, great job, Robert. Keep it up. Call me back on another day and tell me about it. Dan in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex and Lindsey. Thanks for what you're doing. Right to the point, Lindsey, as a chaplain, you probably know full well that in the book of Revelations it says that there is going to come about a global dictator. And I'm wondering, even though we're supposed to be fighting evil, and I do fight these guys every day the best I can, what can we do to actually stop all this? Because God said in the Bible that it is going to happen. There is going to come about a global government and a global dictator. And since that's already written...
I want to comment and then get Lindsey's take. Look, the government loves the doctrine in the churches of Romans 13. The founding fathers were bad. Lay down to your King George III. He is bestowed upon us by God. It's a total distortion. I've had pastor after pastor after pastor on the radio. Almost all the prophets, Jesus, you name it, were killed by the government because they didn't follow orders. And because, I mean, the Pharisees were the religious leaders. Christ went in and whipped them with a whip and overturned their tables with the money changers. Now, what we have here is, let's say it's the end of the world 5 years from now. I don't believe that, but whatever. Let's say all this is going to happen now. It's my job to let people know this is the world government system so they can warn others that it's bad to not be part of it. But instead, Christians think they're going to be teleported out of here. They thought that in Nazi Germany. They thought that in Rwanda in 1993. And when they're not being teleported out of here, they're really going to wonder what happened. Lindsey Williams.
Total misinterpretation of that scripture that you're talking about in Romans. Pastors take it and twist it to mean exactly what they think it means. Oh, my goodness. Quick, let me give you this. Render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. Caesar was a dictator. We don't have a king in the United States of America. Who is Caesar in the United States of America? Come on, folks, wake up. I beg of you, pastors, the first three words of the Constitution, we the people. We are a constitutional republic, and in a constitutional republic, you don't render anything unto a king. The people are they're the ruling force in the United States of America. Quit preaching this business of trying to be obedient to a bunch of godless presidents and congressmen. That is not what the scripture is saying.
Well, Pastor, going back to Christ and to Paul, and you're the expert on this, so, and regardless of people believe in God or not, this is what's governing our system, so we should talk about it. But they were trying to set Christ up. They were trying to set Paul up, saying, should we pay taxes, knowing he'd be killed if he said no? And he said, look, the things that are God's, the things that are Caesar, whose face on that? It's Caesar. It's his system. But God also says, keep the commandments, don't be part of evil. Why were the Christians killed in Rome in the first 300 years A.D., or common era? Because they were saying no to following what Caesar said. These churches are so devilish on their face, Pastor Williams.
501c3 is a noose around your neck. Separation of church and state is never in the Constitution of the United States of America. It's buzzwords they've put in your mind. Listen to Thomas Jefferson and be realistic, folks. And take the Bible for what it says. Thomas Jefferson, one of the founders of this nation, said rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. Oh, my goodness, preachers, I wish I could preach it in your pulpit every Sunday. The truth of a constitutional republic and the United States of America for what it is and what the Bible really says. I don't know, Alex. We need
rebellion.
A whole program on that.
Rebellion against tyrants is obedience to God. And that's what the whole of the Bible says. But, I mean, look at Moses. He should have hit his knees to Ramses and said, Hail Ramses the Great. But no. So according to these preachers, Moses is of the devil.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 27th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $1037.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1066.82, $533.41 for a half ounce, or $266.70 for the quarter ounce. That's $1066.82, $533.41, or $266.70.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government at interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
Lindsey Williams is our guest. We're taking phone calls for him. Ruth in Louisiana, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, Alex, you're awesome.
Pastor, you're awesome.
Lindsey, you're awesome. Two-part question for Pastor Lindsey. Are they going to try to increase our interest rate on our mortgage to try to take our homes? Because if interest rate goes so far, you know, we're not able to pay for it. Another question. If people that have gold and silver shares, bonds, or certificates, is that going to be safe, or is that going to be worthless?
Okay, appreciate your call. Lindsey?
A piece of paper is worth what it's written on. It's nothing but a piece of paper.
This gentleman did a few days ago. This elite did talk with me about that. I'm so glad you asked. He said gold and silver are all you can depend on. He's talking about holding it in your hand. They know that nothing has any value except what is in their hand or their pocket. You need your own gold and silver in your hand. A piece of paper, again, let me stress, they do not trust it. Federal Reserve notes, they laugh at it. They don't use it. They have nothing except that that they can hold. Original wealth comes from the land. You need it in your hand. Piece of paper, again, is worth what it's written on, Alex.
Absolutely. That's a really good point. Let's continue and talk to Brad in Texas. Brad, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex and Lindsay. I had a quick question. You said that these people did have a religion. What exactly religion is that, and what is their code of ethics that you mentioned the other day?
The elite positively have a code of ethics. They are not atheists, but they worship a God, but not the same God, which is the God of the Bible. The prince of the power of this air is what they worship. They worship the God of this world. And when George Bush said, God bless you, he was talking about Skull and Bones God. He was not talking about the God who sent his son.
And their rituals have now been videotaped. ABC News had it. It's Satan worship. They bow and pledge allegiance to the prince of darkness on the male side and to the goddess Eulogia on the other. So
yes, this is true. They are Satanists. That's true.
Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Trey in Connecticut. Trey, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Lindsay. How you guys doing today?
Good. Speaking of Skull and Bones, there you are.
Yeah, right next door. I'm just, 45 minutes up the highway.
From New Haven, Connecticut.
Go ahead.
No, New Haven, Connecticut. What's on your mind?
I came across an article that ended up catching my mind the other day. Official disclosure of extraterrestrial life is imminent.
Yeah, I see a lot of that from the Disclosure Project run by the Rothschilds and others. We know there's a declassified program, part of it's declassified Bluebeam, to have staged alien landings. And I just cover what I can prove. We don't do the whole UFO thing. We don't dislike people that do. But the mainstream media tries to mix that in with the Federal Reserve being private or world government to discredit what we're doing. Lindsay, you want to comment on Martians?
Yes. For 3 months' time, I didn't do a single radio talk show up until last week. And the reason I didn't is because I say exactly like Alex just said, unless I know what I'm talking about and I can prove it, I'm not going to say it. Now, when this man told me on the phone days ago what he did, I'm spreading it everywhere across this nation from one side to the other, every radio show I can get on, everything I can possibly do, because I know it's going to happen just like he said it, because they have it planned.
All right. Thank you so much, Trey. Joe in Connecticut. Go ahead. He hung up. Let's go to Joe in Florida. Joe, go ahead. Okay, they're hanging up as we go to him here. I'm going to look at the call list then. Harry in Michigan. Harry, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Harry.
Lindsay, I got a question. I'm a retired pipe fitter, and I worked up on a pipeline, and I know exactly what you're talking about with the cacti oil wells up there. And the people in the United States are just being taken as fools, because if we've got so much oil surplus up in Alaska, and not to speak of what's down in the Gulf. And it's just a shame that America won't wake up. It's like casting pearls to swine. And you're absolutely correct on everything you're talking about.
I'm going to let you go, sir. I'm going to get a comment from Lindsay in our final segment with him. Straight ahead, we're going to continue with calls. We're going to talk to Pat, Matt, Pat, and others. 1-800-259-9231. Final segment with Lindsay Williams. Then I've got a final news blitz coming up as well, right here on the GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get three bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. We are here welcoming everyone listening on AM, FM dial, global shortwave at the big blowtorch, WWCR, the internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Final segment with Lindsey Williams. Go ahead and go here in about 10 minutes. But let's continue with phone calls for our guests. I'm going to move rapid fire now. Please direct your question at Lindsey. We're going to jump to the next person. Pat in Oklahoma. You're on the air, Pat.
Hi. My question is for Lindsey, and I guess my question is, what is your comments, like, according to biblical prophecy, if we are in the last days, this one world government is going to have to come about, and do you think maybe we're entering into a time of God's judgment on the nations?
Well, definitely it's coming about, merely because it's biblical prophecy. Yet, on the other hand, there may be some places that don't suffer it quite as much as others. And you'll have to understand that America has a biblical, constitutional, godly background. And I believe the Constitution is probably as close of a document as you'd find anywhere in the world to God-given. Now, the Word of God is the most God-given document on the face of this earth. But the Constitution definitely was inspired of the Lord. I would hope that America will not suffer as drastically as much of the rest of the world. I must admit outright that in my Bible study of 50 years, and I'm in my 70s, I cannot find America in the judgments. Now, you hear my words. I cannot find America in the judgments of the book of Revelation. Maybe we don't suffer as much as the rest of the world because maybe we'll see a repentance before that time. That's what I'm hoping for.
Ma'am, I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Matt in California. Matt, go ahead.
Hi, Pastor Lindsey. Hi, Alex.
Hey.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, I'm a former Navy submariner, and I'm now a seminary student, and I just have a quick comment and a question for our guest. Just a question, or actually let me go to the comment, about Genesis 3:15. I heard a caller calling in about it, and I just wanted to, I was sitting here doing my Hebrew studies, and I just wanted, people out there are studying the Old Testament, the language, so you can do a lot of damage if you don't know the languages fluently. And the passage is talking about what theologians call the proto-evangelium, and that's the first word of redemption in a gospel germ form about Messiah Christ. That's what the seed is talking about in that passage, and that's how the original audience would have understood that passage. But, Pastor Lindsey, I have a question regarding the gentleman that's been giving you this information. I just was curious as to his theological disposition, whether he's atheist, agnostic, whether how many gods does he believe in, what does he believe about Jesus Christ, how to get saved.
I am hoping from the latest conversation that we've had that probably the reason he's being honest with me and telling me many of these things is because I think something happened to him spiritually this past year. Now, I'm hoping to get much more in depth into it, but I'm hoping for the best.
Thank you.
All right, thank you so much. Good to hear from you. Who's up next here? Pat in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. I have a quick question for you both. I know everything is going on here and it's coming down to crunch time and all that, but is this happening all over the world too? Because I've never heard anybody mention that. That's pretty much my question.
Lindsay?
Yes. The financial crisis, the banking crisis, Iceland has declared bankruptcy. A number of other countries now on the verge of bankruptcy. Yes, this is worldwide. In fact, it is a new world order. And I think when you look in the scriptures, you'll find the same thing. It's global. But I'm hoping, and there again, I just express what I said to the prior caller. I am hoping that America is spared some of this because with our background, we will see a turnaround. Godly and repentance.
Okay. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir, it does. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Let's talk to Mark in Texas. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex and Lindsay. It's great stuff everybody needs to be hearing about, and I'm glad to be on here and wanted to touch on a few things, if that's okay.
Sure, go ahead. You have any questions for Lindsay?
Just wanted to touch on. We're
taking calls for Lindsay Williams.
I have a question for him, definitely.
Ask your question, please.
Okay, well, it's more than a question. I just wanted to give a refresher of what I spoke with you once about, Alex, which was I mentioned this book that I got from research that has a Bible verse in it from Luke 12:52, and it says that the lawyer says, "Woe unto them, you know, you hindered. You took away the knowledge of people. You enter not in yourselves, and you hinder those trying to enter in." And I, you know, it was a guy that exposed the probate lawyer system, the probate lawyer, similar to all the things that these elites are doing, taking away, you know.
The probate lawyers most of the time go and sell you out, but that's another subject. I appreciate your call, but we don't have a lot of time left with Lindsay, and so we need questions addressed to Lindsay. Not kind of pet projects, and I'm not trying to be mean to you, sir, but we normally have totally wide open phones. We don't screen your calls. And when I say that we need questions for Lindsay, and that's why he's here, that's what we're doing this for, okay? John in Texas, go ahead. You're on the air with Lindsay Williams.
Lindsay, you keep talking about a timeline. I'd like to know where we are in the timeline right now and where and when the next part's going to take place.
Yes, he did give me a timeline. I'll give you just a few of the expressions very quickly. Within 2 years, you will not recognize America. Again, he said, after 2 years, you will be so poor, you will not be able to rebel. He went on to say that nearly everyone will be working for the government or the state within 2 years. He kept repeating over and over and over their altered timeline of a two-year period, and they have some definite plans. Now, whether they will succeed in accomplishing it or not is another story. I hope they don't. But on the other hand, that is their timeline.
Okay. Well, what about the people who don't want to work for the government? What's going to happen to them?
Well, there will be some mom-and-pop businesses that don't have mortgages that won't be taken over by all of this. But keep in mind, there was one other thing he told me, too. He said war is planned after 2 years. Now, that is going to encompass so many new things that we never even thought of before, because when war comes in and the whole world eventually gets involved, you're talking a whole new ballgame here.
Let me add, I appreciate your call, John, that they're announcing the feds are taking over the Internet for our safety and may shut it off during emergencies. That's in my stack I'm about to cover. They're announcing the government's taking over every facet of our lives. And you may work for a big corporation, but it's going to rely on government contracts, because the big Fortune 500, they want government contracts to control everything, because they control the government, and the government will only give them the contracts. It's these big corporations tying in with government and using that to perfect their tyranny. But by speaking out against this, we may be able to stop it. Let's jam in a few final calls. Virgil in Oklahoma. Virgil, you're on the air with Lindsey Williams.
All right. Quick butt-kissing to you, Alex. Great job on the Fall of the Republic. Mr. Williams, can you elaborate on the Devil's Messiah, or maybe point me to some research material where I could look this up further?
Well, that's the term this elitist use for how they've taken over the churches and have the churches selling the people on tyranny, the clergy response teams. Correct, Lindsey?
Yeah, you won't find that on the Internet. I mean, if I had not been talking with this individual, and if I had not known him for 35 years and spent hours and days with him personally at Prudhoe Bay, he would have never used this expression to me. But then he went on to elaborate on how it includes everything from education to churches to the change of our country from a republic to a democracy, and on and on and on it went. And I try to explain it in detail in my DVDs.
All right, Virgil, thank you. Eric in California, go. That was explosive. Eric, go ahead. You're on the air. Yes, go ahead.
The question for you, Lindsey, is that basically when you say the dollar is going to be dead, does that mean that necessarily it's going to zero? And if it's going to zero, what is going to happen to all the revolving lines of credit?
Well, I don't believe that means they're going to slowly kill it and devalue it to monetize and pay off the fiat debt to themselves. Is that the intel you've got, Lindsey?
That's correct. In fact, whenever you take a wheelbarrow load of dollars to the grocery store to buy a loaf of bread, you will know the dollar's dead.
Okay, and that's going to happen in 2 years?
He said, he put it this way. I'll give you his exact words. He said, by 2012, within approximately 2 years, the dollar will be dead, and he used the word dead.
All right, thank you, Eric.
Yeah.
Go ahead. It won't be the world currency. You're still going to have dollars, just like they have devalued pesos in Mexico or Argentina. It means the dollar will no longer be the world reserve currency. And that's how we're buying all these cheap goods. Correct, Lindsey?
That is correct. It will no longer be the reserve currency of the world. In fact, that was pretty much brought to pass here a few weeks ago when OPEC said we're going to have a basket of currencies. And you'll see this progressively over the next 2 years. Materialize.
In fact, I've got a mainstream news article. Here's the New York Post, but it was all over the news 2 weeks ago. Dollar losses reverse. Dollar loses reserve status to yen and euro. Dollar loses reserve status to yen and euro. They've now gone more to buying yen, euros and other currencies than they are the dollar. So it's already begun. Sometimes I read a headline. I can't seem to read it. I had one of those moments just now because I'm in a hurry. I'm going to give each caller 30 seconds because I've got to go to a news blitz. I promise to do it. I'm disciplining myself here to take calls and cover news, and I'm trying to get better because that's what I think is a better radio show. I could just settle into ranting for 4 hours, but I want to give people a more diverse view. Very quickly, Omar in Texas, go.
Hey, how you doing there, guys?
Good.
Hey,
go ahead.
I appreciate all the good work that you and Lindsay are doing. Hey, just a quick comment. The information, of course, is explosive. It's a blockbuster. But Lindsay, you made a comment earlier about there's nowhere in the Bible concerning, you know, what's going to happen to America and all of this when everything comes crashing down. Basically, there's nothing in the Bible that speaks of America's standing in these last days before the coming of our Savior. But I would just like to just, you know, I'm a member of the Mormon Church, and we get a lot of flack from other Christian faiths. But the Book of Mormon speaks specifically about what's going to happen to America.
Okay, Omar, listen, if you don't have a question for Lindsay Williams, I appreciate your call. I'm not here debating different religions and different faiths with people. Okay, we're here talking about what Lindsay Williams was told by this individual. And last caller is Jen in Pennsylvania. Jen, you're on the air from Pennsylvania.
Hi there. I just want to make a comment, first-time caller. But I had a revelation just the other day, and it may be on the table at some point in time.
An epiphany. Go ahead.
Yeah, something that is the birthday of Christ. September 11th, 03. Was the birthday of Christ, B.C. And so if that means anything as far as where we're at and why that particular day was chosen. Then
ma'am, as close as we know with the calendars, A.D. is after death. So how would 03 be his birthday?
B.C. I'm saying
oh, B.C. Three. I missed what you were saying. Okay.
Yeah, it was September 11th.
Wouldn't that be 33 B.C.?
From what I have seen in
do you have a question for Lindsay?
I just wanted to make a comment. Ernest Martin's book, It's Star of Bethlehem, it just is significant. I thought today would be a good day to call. So basically, if anybody wants to find the information, it's out there. So
okay, thank you. And I'm not trying to be frustrated with you. It's that we have limited time, and I just wanted to get questions for Lindsay. But thank you so much. I appreciate your call. Lindsay, briefly, and I appreciate you coming on, you have a 6-DVD set, 3 of them are new, on this whole subject with your conversation a few weeks ago with this gentleman. Please give people quickly the toll-free number if they want to call and get that.
When you call my new toll-free number, you will get an American operator. The number is 888-799-6111. We have 7 operators standing by right now. And if you want to go to the web, go to prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub.com. Again, toll-free number, new toll-free number, 888-799-6111. 6 new DVDs. And, Alex, I want to say emphatically, the most startling information you will find anywhere on the face of this earth today is, number one, fall of the Republic. The second most startling information I guarantee you'll ever hear is what this elite told me only days ago in my 3 new DVD series. The number is 888-799-6111. Thank you.
Okay,
Alex.
Lindsay, we're out of time. We'll talk to you again soon, Lord willing. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. Take care. There goes Lindsay Williams, ladies and gentlemen. I have 2 sponsors I want to thank that made the last couple hours possible. We're going to come back in the final segment. I'm going to blitz through this stack of news. Just going through the headlines. That is coming up in the final segment. Stay with us for that. Before I end this segment, I want to tell you about 2 great sponsors we have. One of them is SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com. The Silver Lungs Generator, trademarked, is a highly cost-effective colloidal silver generator and lung delivery system that produces pure and endless colloidal silver and delivers the solution directly to the bloodstream. Check out their latest audio archive, answering the most commonly asked questions at silverlungs.com. Now you can finally make sense out of what colloidal silver is and how it works. Visit their link on prisonplanet.com or go to silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs, LUNGS.com. Continuing with EcuadorCentral.com, like the South American country. It is your duty to know every option you have to protect you and your family. Whether you are looking for a rental property, a new start, or you just want to know your options, I urge you to go to EcuadorCentral.com. This website is great. I will give you all the information. They will give you all the information you want to know before you go. Go to EcuadorCentral.com and see what these folks are doing. Whether you are interested in real estate investment, travel, or just want to see pictures and videos, go to EcuadorCentral.com. That's the country Ecuador, EcuadorCentral.com. Ladies and gentlemen, and we want to thank those sponsors for making the show possible. And I'm not going to do any plugs here in the final segment. I just want to say again that, yes, Fall of the Republic, even though there's thousands of versions, over 1,000 versions on YouTube alone, one of the videos, it's all diluted by them being everywhere, was on the front page as the number one featured video today. I don't know if it still is. Let's go to YouTube and see if it is. I try to recoup making the $200,000 film, and let me tell you, being free on the web doesn't do that. So please buy the high-quality DVD and other films like Endgame and Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove if you want to know the religion of the elite, all that at InfoWars.com, because that pays for what we're doing here, and PrisonPlanet.tv. It's in higher quality there than it is in YouTube and easier to download. But, yes, the film is free on YouTube right now. Get the link. Get it out to everybody.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency, and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com, or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Times are tough and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
All right, final segment. We're going to move quick here. Ron Paul has some key articles that we have up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Anything less than full disclosure is unacceptable. The Senate has entered audit the Fed counterfeits that don't audit the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve, and Ron Paul has an editorial about it. Anything less than full disclosure is unacceptable. Another Ron Paul report here. Ron Paul questions why Obama daughters haven't taken swine flu vaccine. And he makes the point that that's going on. It's a Paul Watson article with a video clip on that. That's right. They won't take it. And the German government gets, and the German army gets a clean flu vaccine. Government may block websites during pandemic. This is from Reuters. And they're saying they're going to do this for our safety. If there's a big crisis, they're going to shut down the web traffic so you can only get the government messages. Another report, proposed Obama bill would give government power to dismantle and control, I would add, the financial industry, Capitol Hill Blue. That's what the new banker bailout does, is give them not unlimited money, they already got that in the last bill, but unlimited power to even manage your hot dog stand. And I first covered that reading the bill, but even Judge Napolitano has done reports documenting that's what it says. Circulation drops at U.S. newspapers as readers turn to online news sources. There's the link to the Los Angeles Times. The newspapers are just completely imploding, mainly because they're a bunch of propaganda and spin. Castro's sister worked for the CIA. The CIA now admits, so did Lee Harvey Oswald. That's recently been declassified, though they still have kept most of it classified. Of course, it turns out that Benito Mussolini was British intelligence, MI5, and so was Adolf Hitler. London Guardian reporting on that. Fewer illegal migrants flown to Mexico. The Department of Homeland Security, the Arizona Republic reports, has massively cut back the number of illegal aliens they're arresting and deporting. That's right. The slave grids to keep the American people in, not new slaves out. They want more slaves. Obama's H1N1 national pandemic declaration could invoke FEMA response to pandemic, and that's now beginning. Helicopter crashes killing 14 Americans in Afghanistan. They're hiding a lot of deaths, claiming they're having daily helicopter crashes. Certainly some of those are true, but one of their favorite ways to hide the true death toll, especially when they're about to increase troops, is by claiming it was all air accidents. Morale dips for American Marines in Afghanistan, and they're saying because the Marines won't want the war to continue and want more troops. Oh, if you support the troops, keep them in the meat grinder guarding the opium. No, if you support them, bring them home. Bosnia on the brink of new civil war, the London Telegraph reports. That's good for the globalists. Bo Deedle talks about the New World Order on Fox News. Don Imus on Fox News Business shuts him down when Bo Deedle talks about world government. We've really woken up, Bo. He's in Truth Rising talking about bombs in the buildings. What a turnaround for Bo Deedle, the famous New York detective. Tough guy. Swine flu scam reaches new heights with Obama's emergency declaration. Just covered that. Medicare fraud raises troubling questions about our government's ability to manage a medical bureaucracy. But you see, the government wants fraud. They want the programs to be overwhelmed, so the government borrows more money from the banks that just make it up out of nowhere but get interest in real assets back. That's why they want the states bankrupt and the federal government bankrupt and always spin us into their control. The total police state of Afghanistan with the admitted puppet, Mohammad Karzai, staging the last election, Afghan police and Kin State type activity, opened fire on demonstrators, killing a whole bunch of them. Podesta suggests legalizing pot and taxing it. Marijuana is not like heroin or cocaine that the government controls and launders and ships in. It can be grown everywhere, and it's one of the few drugs that the government doesn't control. And so they want to start taxing it, just like Prozac, just like the lottery, just like prostitution in Nevada. They want their stinking cut of it. That is it for this radio transmission. Great job to the crew today. Hip, hip, hooray. Retransmission starts in 20 seconds, one place, Infowars.com, and the podcast should be back up for folks today. See you back live tomorrow. More powerful guests and info.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.